dogs have earned the title of man's best friend by sitting with us when we're sick or by making us laugh when they chase their tails. Some of the largest businesses in the world have even opened their doors to our four-legged companions because they boost morale. A Southeast Iowa high school has done the same and is reaping the benefits. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
I looked all over the place for, it was probably a month before we decided that we were going to pull the trigger and actually go get her.
That's Patrick Lamb of Fort Madison talking about his new dog, Roxy. Roxy is a 3-year-old black and brown bloodhound who likes to sniff everything in sight and lay on her back for a good belly rub. Lamb found Roxy in a rescue shelter in northwest Iowa. He had been looking for a specific type of dog, a rescue bloodhound with a disability. Roxy's front right paw did not fully develop, so it's more of a stump with one visible toe and toenail. Lamb says he wanted a dog with a disability for a couple reasons. One is that they tend to not be adopted.
Second of all, it gives our kids the idea that look how well she's accepted, you can be different, and at the same time loved.
The kids that Lamb is referring to are students at Fort Madison High School, where he works as the associate principal. Lamb brings Roxy to school every day with the encouragement of Principal Greg Smith. Smith says Roxy is exactly what the school and the students need. She is laid back and calm, capable of putting a smile on the face of the most distant student. Smith says he decided years ago that if he ever became a principal, he would have a school dog as a way to promote a family atmosphere.
I want kids to feel safe. I want them to feel like this is just an extension of their home, that we still care about them, even though we're not mom and dad, that everything's going to be fun, it's going to be a great day. And having somebody like Roxy around just kind of adds to that whole feeling. It's a very comforting, homey kind of feel when you have a pet.
Smith says Roxy maintains a busy schedule despite her disability.
The first 45 minutes to an hour would be visiting with kids. A lot of times somebody will ask to walk around the building because we have kids walking the building at that time. And so she does a little bit of that. Comes in, gets her treat, takes a little nap. You know where to go? Hey, remember this hallway?
Smith says Roxy visits several classrooms each day, but he pushes her towards the students in the district's special education and behavioral disorder programs. And that's where she is heading on this walk with Smith. Roxy barges into a classroom and sticks her nose directly into a large bowl of water. She quickly slurps out of the bowl, covering the floor with water and slobber. As she drinks, her friend Alex looks on. Alex is a freshman at Fort Madison High School who says he looks forward to seeing Roxy every single day.
She's a wonderful dog. Every time someone walks in the door and they're mad, they look at Roxy and they get happy, and she's the life of the school.
Alex says he has grown up around dogs, so he took to Roxy right away.
I walk around outside, took her to go to the bathroom, and I sit on love seat with her and pet her and do anything she wants.
Does it make school a lot more fun to be able to see her? Why?
If Mr. Lamb never bring Roxy in, it'd probably be boring. I'd never come.
Principal Greg Smith says Roxy and Alex have quite a bond, and the dog's impact on the student is quite apparent.
Since Roxy came along and he made this connection with Roxy, he immediately comes and finds her when he knows he's escalating or he knows he needs somebody and the teachers aren't doing it for him or whatever. He comes up, grabs Roxy. I'll see him out in the yard walking around with each other, talking to each other, whatever. And all of a sudden, he's back to Alex again, the Alex that we know and love.
Smith even has a photo of Alex and Roxy hanging in his office.
You see that picture?
He sent me that picture just a week or so ago of he and Roxy outside. And he had a suit on for that day. I still don't know why he came in with a suit and tie, but he was so proud of the fact that we took that picture and wrote on it to Mr. Smith from Alex.
Finals are being held this week, so Roxy's daily routine will soon change because of the lack of kids to visit. But she will still be busy boosting the morale of the central office staff at Fort Madison High School for the next few months.
Sit. Give me your hands. Give me your other hand. Give me a kiss. All right.
I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.